that phrase had been replaced by his country in their literature and on their website. But what far from the honest one. What illustration could we use in today's world? Well, we wouldn't have to think too long about that. The Brexit situation has left us with a wealth of examples of politicians who are prepared for their own personal self-interest ahead of the good of the people they represent and the principles of democracy. But to label all politicians as hypocritical would be to fall into the trap of stereotyping people. The problem for us is that we find comfort in allowing hypocrisy to justify our thinking, so that it becomes one-sided thinking, which flickers the practicalities of life as a Christian. Of course, we would like to come to a warm and welcoming church, but aren't we tempted to enjoy that without thinking about how it is funded and run? It was a wise person who once wrote that the last part of a person to be converted when they became a Christian was their wallet. Of course, we all want to give up something for less in the traditional way. But aren't we tempted to give up something that will allow us to be free? I'm always tempted to. I suffer from the 14 different syndrome. It's right, but if you totally forget that we should, in doing so, be using any financial saving for good works, then we're forgetting that that is just self-interest. And of course we would like our offspring to go to the best possible school. But aren't we tempted to bend rules if our local school isn't above there? Yes, every school has just received a good rating in Austin, which is admirable and a tribute to the spot there. But as sure as it is, it will create more admission pressures. Now, I'm quite sure that you can add any number of things to illustrate those principles, those realized life examples of where Pharisaical thinking results in temptation. For we really feel many things from our hearts in what we say and do, which we don't mean to reveal. Like the Lonely Hearts advert, which once appeared in a farming magazine that went as follows. Warm-hearted and hard-working late farm owner seeks a potential partner for life. You too must also be hard-working, with a sense of humour, and appreciate good home cooking, and also own your own tractor. Please take picture of tractor. Yes, we all struggle at times to let our human nature govern our hearts and minds, so that we can put into practice what we believe. So, dear Lord, help us to resist the temptation to put our self-interest before what you have taught us through Jesus Christ. May this Lent be a time when we can grow to be more Christ-like, his dear name's sake. Amen.